You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is hump day, the 10th of April 2019. On Monday, we saw some blues, but yesterday we saw some tango on the Lal Street. What will Wednesday bring? Will it be a waltz or will it be a whale? We'll find out during the day's course, of course. But all that happened yesterday and all that we can look forward to over the course of today is what I bring to you on this edition we like to call a morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, yesterday was a rather volatile day for the Indian markets, but bulls managed to pull the index above crucial resistance levels towards the close of the session on Tuesday. What was the final tally at the end of the day? The S&P BSE Sensex rose 238 points to close at 38,939, while the Nifty 50 closed 67 points higher at 11,671. The market breadth was weak but favored buyers. IT, realty, auto, banks, as well as the metal sectors witnessed sharp buying, while profit booking was seen in telecom and consumer durable stocks. The volatility will only increase as we head towards the election outcome in May. Apart from that, movement of crude oil prices will also have some bearing on the markets as well as India Inc. Experts advise investors to stay focused on selective blue chip companies, while traders should avoid leverage bets. On the primary market front, the initial public offer of wires and cables manufacturer Polycab India has received an overwhelming response from institutional investors on the 9th of April, the last day for the subscription. The 1,345 crore issue has been oversubscribed 52 times as per data available on exchanges. Meanwhile, the rupee on Tuesday strengthened by 37 paise to close at 69.3 against the American dollar, in line with firming Asian currencies and sustained foreign fund inflows, halting its three-day losing streak. On the provisional front, FPIs were net buyers in the Indian markets for 1,212 crore rupees, while DIIs were net sellers to the tune of 688 crore rupees, according to provisional data. What is the big news I bring to you today? Just ahead of election, IMF has cut India's GDP forecast, and that is our big news today. India is projected to grow at 7.3% in 2019 and 7.5% in 2020. The GDP will be supported by the continued recovery of investment and robust consumption, thus remaining the fastest growing major economy of the world, according to the International Monetary Fund. In 2019, the IMF projected a growth rate of 6.3% for China and 6.1% in 2020 for China. Growth in India is expected to stabilize at just under 7.75%, that is 7.75%, over the medium term, based on continued implementation of structural reforms and easing of infrastructure bottlenecks. What is the technical view trying to tell us? Well, Nifty has formed a bullish candle on the charts. Major upside in the market is possible only if Nifty decisively closes above its record high of 11,761, which it touched last week. Selling pressure may not get accelerated unless Nifty breaches 11,549 levels. Upside also looks limited and capped unless bulls manage a decisive close above 11,760 levels, according to experts. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,569, 11,680. 83 and 11,761. Maximum call OI placed at 12,000 and 11,800. Maximum put OI placed at 11,500 and 11,600. Some stocks that have been in the news over the course of yesterday and some stocks, therefore, that we'll be keeping a close eye on over the course of today. Jet Airways Pilots Union has been making some noise. National Aviators Guild has sent a legal notice to CEO Vinay Dubey asking for salary arrears to be paid by the 14th of April, failing which they will resort to all constitutional and legal methods available, according to their statement, to ensure payment. The nation's largest lender, State Bank of India, meanwhile, on the 9th of April, reduced the lending rates by a marginal 5 basis points across all tenors, effective the 10th of April. Enterprise software provider Ramco Systems on the 9th of April said it has bagged an order from a leading telecom player in Australia and New Zealand for an undisclosed sum. So Ramco Systems, State Bank of India and Jet Airways making some news on the Lal Street. And finally, we spoke to SMC Global Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be three buy calls today. Marico Limited has a buy call, target of 380 rupees, 380, stop loss of 338 rupees for an upside of 7%. PVR Limited has a buy call as well, target of 1,821 rupees, stop loss 1,580 rupees, 1580 for an upside of 9%. Maruti Suzuki has a buy call as well, target of 7,750 rupees, stop loss 6,900 rupees for an upside of 7%. Marico Limited, PVR, and Maruti Suzuki, all with buy calls from SMC Global Securities. Well, that's pretty much everything you need to know before going into trade today on the 10th of April, 2018. 2018? I'm still stuck in the past. Forgive me. 2019. There are plenty of podcasts that we've been doing on the upcoming elections, so I would encourage you to take a listen to them. In the course of this week alone, we've spoken about the role of social media and messaging platforms on elections, a very, very crucial topic to really understand and find out what kind of messaging we've been bombarded with on our smartphones and how much of it is true and who is responsible for the falsehoods and what has been done to curb these ills on social media. Next up, we also spoke about criminality in Indian politics. Did you know that a third of all legislators in India have a criminal case pending in their name? Well, you didn't. If you want to know more such shockers, you have to listen to that podcast, Criminality in Politics. And today, we'll also be talking about money in politics. So they sort of go hand in hand. We'll be talking about that and several other podcasts are coming your way today as well. Until the next time you hear from me. Oh, and before I forget, we would love to hear from you. Do write into us. But please leave us a comment on any platform that you listen to podcasts on, be it Apple Podcasts or Castbox. What you have to say means a lot to us and it'll help us improve and give you the kind of content and give you the kind of subjects and topics that you want to listen to. So we'd be very happy to hear from you. Do write into us on those comment boxes in those platforms or mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.